Well, this last session was obviously very thought-provoking. And that's why it is difficult for you to stop talking about that. It was also a section which mostly raised very interesting questions rather than presented an argument to answer them. And it demonstrated, like all the other sessions during this fantastic conference, it demonstrated very mature and educated ability to think on the part of, in this case, very young students. There is a lot in Javier's paper that would be very interesting to continue exploring. It would not be possible to do it here, but it is basically something that should be explored.
Mm-hmm.
In general, this was, I think, a fantastic conference. Already after the first paper, which was brilliant, I thought it would be an extremely tough act to follow, as Mark recognized. But then, of course, he presented also a brilliant paper, which made this first session a very tough act to follow. And after this first session, I thought, well, my work is done. I could just as well die now, and it all would be continued without me. Then came the second session, which actually diagnosed my feeling, because as Henry explained to us in the case of post-traumatic stress syndrome, it is all a matter of personal efficacy. What is it? Personal efficacy?
Perceived
self-efficacy, yes. So then I realized that my perceived self-efficacy just dropped completely. I mean, what else can I do? And therefore, I was descending into a very anomic situation. And the next step was to develop, schizophrenia, maybe. Fortunately, then, in the discussion period, I was saved by David, because clearly I have to work hard on making you more optimistic. And Jenna, too. So there are still things for me to do. That's okay.
So now you're just a cheap motivational speaker.
No, let's not jump. Yes. So I think it is fantastic. This was really a conference on a very, very high level. One rarely sees anything like that among professors. Very rarely. And here it, those were very young students. Some of you are already really fully developed intellectuals, and I'm very optimistic now, you see. I think that we are much closer to the goal of preventing mental disease in the United States than I thought before this conference. Because with you, you know, in the company, there is very little that can stop us. And then whoever goes against us, Xavier will prove to them that they are megalomaniac and infect comparable to Caligula, which I think, I mean, this is a very bad thing to say to anyone.
Yeah.
And people would be very frightened. So
I thought you were suggesting that he was going to organize some kind of megalomaniac movement.
Oh, no. Well, I think that was great. And thank you, Katrina. This was brilliantly organized, pretty wonderful. And thank you, everyone, for coming.
I'm sticking it out till the end.
Yeah.
And,
well, I really have no words to express my admiration for my students.
No words. I think one more round of applause. Maybe a little.